Today's Froggy 99.9. It's Friday. That means we talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, brought to you every Friday by The Village Inn, 3 Fargo Moorhead locations. And we've got 3 big movies to talk about this weekend that are opening in Fargo. Now, which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with, I think the biggest one has got to be Maleficent. Mm-hmm. This is a role of a lifetime for Angelina Jolie. You can tell she's having a lot of fun with it. We forget that she can be very funny as well as a great dramatic actress, and that's perfect for the role of, I'm not going to say the evil fairy. I'm going to say the misunderstood fairy, the one who curses Sleeping Beauty. This retells the story from Maleficent's point of view. It's a little bit different. Let me just say that she has not always been treated well by the men in her life and by the human community, and so she's got a reason to be a little angry. She has so much fun with the role that it's great to watch her. The visuals are also great. The script, I thought, was sort of on and off. I didn't really like the twist at the end. I felt like I'd seen it before, but the movie is worthwhile just for Angelina Jolie. Now, a couple of things. One is, it's rated PG. I think that's a little low. It's got some scary stuff, a fire-breathing dragon, all of that. So I would say maybe ages 8 and up for this one. I wouldn't take anyone younger than that. Also, when you see a brief scene where Maleficent sees the toddler-age Princess Aurora, that's Angelina Jolie's own daughter. And the reason for that is that they brought in a lot of other little girls who were terrified by Angelina Jolie in her Maleficent makeup and couldn't do the acting part. But her daughter was like, hey, it's my mom. I'm good.
I heard that because she said, when I'm dressed up in all this, she said, I'm like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
They were bringing in all these kids and they couldn't act because
they were so scared of her. The scene with, it's a very brief scene, but the scene with her and her real life daughter is so sweet. I thought it was wonderful.
All right. We also have A Million Ways.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. And that is Seth MacFarlane's new movie. He made a couple of errors, I think, in bringing this comedy western to life. One is he cast himself as the lead, and he's not really an actor. Second, it's just excessive. It's just drenched in potty humor. It goes on much too long. There are some very, very funny parts. Liam Neeson is great as the gunslinger. Charlize Theron, absolutely fantastic. Neil Patrick Harris, always wonderful, especially when he gets to dance.
Yes.
There's some great parts in it, very funny parts in it, and if it was 40 minutes shorter, it would have been a really good movie.
And then a movie that I'm excited to see because it stars Nicole Kidman, and I love her, and Colin Firth, The Railway Man, and it's actually based on a true story.
Yeah, it's a very difficult real-life story, and she and Colin Firth are just great in it. This is the true story of a man who was horribly tortured in World War II and had what we now call post-traumatic stress syndrome. They didn't understand it as well back then, and he has this wonderful, loving, supportive wife, played by Nicole Kidman. Together, they go and confront the man who was responsible for his agony. And it is just a heartbreaking, touching, but also inspiring story and beautiful acting by everybody.